Must have been interesting.
Yes, sir. All right, we'll go ahead and get this public hearing started. Please stand for the pledge and prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing for the prayer.
Father, thank you for this day, Lord. We just thank you for the beauty of the day. Lord, as we go into this Thanksgiving week, Lord, I pray that we will be always mindful of all the blessings. We would take time to count our many blessings, Lord, that we would, they're so abundant. Lord, as we go in also this week, there are ones that have lost family, Lord, and they still feel alone. I pray, Lord, that you would wrap your loving arms around them in the days to come. Thank you for Jesus. Be with this meeting, Lord. I pray that all we would do would be in your accordance to your will. Lord, I pray that we would always act in a way that would be pleasing to you. But most of all, Lord, we thank you for Jesus. These things we ask. Amen.
Amen.
Miss Jennifer, would you call roll, please?
Judge Executive Jacoby Young.
Here.
Magistrate District 1, Albert Bennett.
Here.
Magistrate District 2, Jeff Boone.
Here.
Magistrate District 3, Brent Salen.
Here.
Magistrate District 4, Jeff Sims.
Here.
County Attorney Roy Massey IV.
Here.
Road Supervisor David Waldron. County Treasurer Casey Oliver.
Here.
Thank you, Ms. Jennifer. Good morning. We appreciate you all being here. We're going to jump right into it. If you haven't got the list of the roads we're going to go down, please just let us know and I'll have Lori get you a copy. I say we just jump straight into it. So first road on the list is Clyde Coleman Road, located in Magisterial District 2. Are there any public comments from anyone interested in Clyde Coleman Road? All right. Crider Spur Road. Is there any public comments about Crider Spur Road this morning? All right. David Merrick Road. Any comments? Yes, sir.
How you doing?
Good.
My name is Jared Hearns. Recently purchased a property at the end of David Merrick Road. Since I purchased it, I've put substantial investment into the area where I can have my camper and stay permanently while I'm in town. I do plan to eventually build. I talked about having a septic. I've already met with them and discussed that. I do have power in as well. The power companies put power at the power pole, so the utility company does come back there now. I have preliminary plans to build, present those as light. Also, the power company does use that road for the easement for the power, where they cleared that out. I have two adjoining landowners that have to maintain their roads so I can get to mine, some dead ends into my road. Not knowing the neighbors and just not being able to get to my farm if that road is not kept up. Also, I talked to the FDA about having electric on the property to improve the land. And then the farmer that I work with is also accessing that property from that lane as well as the adjacent property beyond. So I just like to request that the road stay open as I just recently blessed the purchased it and made substantial investment with the community. So I'd like to say.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Any other comments about David and Mary? And I apologize, I should have started with a little bit more background information. So what this is our road committee proposed 17 roads at the time that were identified as dead end with no residents along them in the county road system for potential removal. So what we've done so far is we've identified those roads, we followed the statute as far as putting out the information, and we've held these public hearings. So there hasn't been any legal action taken. We're still taking comments not only in this setting, but if you wanted to reach out to any of the magistrates or myself directly, we just want to hear what y'all's thoughts are and help inform us as we decide how to proceed. All right, moving on to the next road, Kenneth Wynn Road. Is there anybody who would like to comment on Kenneth Wynn Road?
My name is Jeff Wynn. I own the property at the end of it. My father purchased that, I think, at 83 or 84. And I can't speak with people on the property going down off of Miss Springs Road going down to mine. Mine doesn't start at the very end of the road. I hope to close it. I mean, I hope they get shut down. Oh, we got a turnaround down there. You know, when you fill up a pickup truck, it's full of beer bottles and beer cans right there at that turnaround. I've already put a little riprap right across my property line to keep people from going in and out. So I have a cabin back there. I was having issues with people going in and out of the cabin. Even with the lock, bust the lock, whatever. So I just want to know, I'm thrilled to death that it was closed.
I think it's important to touch on that, Coda, with just the opportunity that presents itself on these roads too, in like Mr. Wynn's case, where that closure can be facilitated and, you know, it become private reversion to the landowner, for those that don't know that.
Yes. So,
I think y'all need to touch on the fact that it's public unless they petition.
That's yes, what ma'am. We're getting ready to do. Yeah.
So the way that state law works, 178.116, subsection 4 is the one that covers these removals through 178.070. So the way that it was worded by our General Assembly, there's an implicit understanding that when a road is no longer maintained by the county, it becomes public. However, if there is a joint petition from all property owners and those who have necessary access that's submitted to the fiscal court, that road can be closed entirely, or it can revert to the property owners and discontinue as a passageway completely.
Are you saying, is discontinue and closed mean the same thing?
Yes. So discontinuance from the county road system leaves it as a public road, and then you can petition and have it actually closed to no public access.
So people are still allowed down that road?
Yes, sir, unless there's a joint petition from the property owners and those with necessary access.
We can't just put a gate up and that's it.
If you petition the court, you can, but there's that one extra step that's required in state law.
And that's to make sure all property owners are in agreement. So you can't landlock somebody.
Well,
answer your question, David. I think where you're going with this discontinuance, we're not going to spend any more money maintaining it, but the road's got to stay like it is. Closure would require what Judge Young is talking about, is every property owner joining it, make a written request to the court to take it out of the system, and then at that point you can put gates up and close access to it.
Do you have to have all landowners?
Yes,
for that portion of the road that you're wanting to close.
So if you were at the very end, so let's say your land adjoined on both sides, like Ms. Driscoll's, she's a good example. Toward the end of that road, she owns on both sides. So at that point, she could gate if she petitions. Okay?
If I petition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And petition is just a written document that you give to the fiscal court.
Just a notification that you'd like to be privatized or closed.
So I would come to this office here?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, sir.
Do you have to leave it, if both parties agree, can you gate it without petitioning the court?
No, there has to be the petition to the court. Yes, sir.
Can you close half a road?
Yes.
So once it goes public, then say if there's four people on that road, and three of them agree this person owns the property at the beginning of the road, you can go past that person and close the road.
Yes, sir. So if there isn't an agreement with all the property owners, that portion would remain public. But if you had the agreement of all the individuals that own property and have necessary access, then you can come to this body and petition, and that portion of the road would be privatized.
When you petition to close, I can't even remember the name of that road. I had to call. There was a gentleman that owned just I don't know if it was an acre or not.
He paid taxes for 30 years.
Well, he don't even live.
He lived in Texas.
Well, and one of them lived overseas. But I had to contact both of them. And they agreed that they wanted out. But if they hadn't agreed, we couldn't have took it out. They had to agree to take it out of the system, and that's what we've done.
Yeah.
And state law gives you the two options. So one, you can, as you mentioned, gate it, and it would still be accessible to those that have the necessary access, the property owners. Or you can also petition for it to be taken out entirely, the property revert to the adjoining property owners, and it just cease to exist as a roadway.
So what happens if you got a gas line running across, and you got a power line that runs across? You
just, they'll still have the easements. Just like they would in any other private road.
So if the road isn't maintained and it fails to be an accessible road, then they don't have an access to their their right-of-ways.
No, I mean, they would still have to find a way to get back there like they would in other parts of the county.
Tough luck on their part.
Well, with their easements, they've got to be allowed access. Mm-hmm. And if it came down to the point, it's gated with locks or whatever, they're going to cut the locks to get in, put the power line up, fix the water line.
Do they have that right to do that?
In most of those cases, it's a combination that people use, and that satisfies anybody's need from the power company or the gas company.
Most of them, if they put a lock on the gate, they give the water department, they got to have the right, the county water department's got to have the right to go to their meter. And most of them give them a key.
Or a combination. I just want to give this example. L.R. Crow Road in my district, the 4th District, it's jointly bordered by 4 landowners, and they're delighted. So they have already formulated their petition. They're waiting on our action to be able to close that and gate it. So it just depends on the situation. You know, some of the roads, when we went out and inspected these, there was more trash and hypodermic needles than there were anything else. So it's really just an activity to hear your all's feedback, but also to rationalize your tax dollars and try to do the right thing.
And I'll reiterate that. So no final action's been taken on any of these roads. You know, it's nice to find out the ones that people support, but that doesn't mean that we're going to proceed with the full list as presented.
Yeah.
But your question, David, if there's a written easement in the deed, that allows access until that written easement is deeded back over.
Deeded back over to what?
Deeded back over to the landowner. That one fallacy, utilities have a understood easement along county roads and state roads, and those easements are, my understanding, are probably not recorded anywhere. It's just an understood fact.
Well, I know that they've been down there. I've been on that property since 90, and they've both right-of-ways have been down there doing work.
Yes.
And which row were you along, sir?
Evansville.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Judge.
All right. Mr. Cliff, did you have something?
No, I'll answer.
Okay. Yes, sir.
I should have made a comment when it came about. I held property on the David Merrick Road.
Yes, sir.
And about half of my property is on that road. So it'd be a big benefit to all of us, at least 3 or 4 people. Keep that road open. I'm in favor of that.
Yes, sir. All right.
Judge, could I make one comment before you go any further?
Yes, sir.
There probably is not insured property behind any gates that anybody would want to put up across roads. As far as emergency services go, if you put a gate and lock it up on a road that has insured barns or an insured home or something behind the gate, it could affect your insurance rates. You know, as far as blocking the fire department, EMS, or emergency services from access to the end of the road. Probably not the case in most of these as far as insured property behind it. But just keep that in mind when you're talking about closing roads. You're bottlenecking the fire trucks up, ambulances up. Usually there's no place to turn around. May not be a place to turn around at the end of the road anyway, but it can cause some issues there. And as far as the locks, a lot of people don't want keys to their locks out, and in cases I know of, each company that has an easement puts their own locks the locks. That way nobody can get in. They're not giving your key to a lot of people in the utilities. They can only access their lock. You know, I know some places have as many as 3 or 4 locks, 3 or 4 easements.
Oh.
And it's lock to lock to lock, where only that key can... You get in, but they don't have your key.
This lock make a chain of
yeah,
what you do. Each link is a separate lock. Coal companies, oil companies like that, on their leases, many of them use this. And it's used up east, particularly in a lot of areas like that. It's just lock within lock. And if anybody wants to change their lock, they can change their individual locks.
And
it's no problem to anyone else in the city.
You don't have to give keys out to the other people that have easements. They put their own lock in the link, you know.
All right, thanks, Chief. All right, any other comments on Kenneth Wynn Road? All right, Lillard Watson Road.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Again, on that road, my farm is at the very end.
Yes, sir.
The property owners on both sides, which will not maintain the road, their part of the road, have that one. And I'm going to be stuck with the larger majority of having to maintain that's over Watson Road, which we opened up. My dad bought the place in 1940, and I was just a kid. A few years later, when we opened the road up, the county then took it and began to work with it and put it together and graded it and graveled it. It's been in that process ever since. I have tried to maintain it the best I can. It's cut down on the expenses of it and would continue to. Another thought would be that the larger majority of the road is owned by two different property owners.
Mm-hmm.
My part is only about maybe not over 500 feet.
Yours is where the creek starts, right?
Mine is where the creek
starts. I thought
starts. So. Yeah. And close my part of it. I don't care. I appreciate the maintain. You guys maintain it. But what I'm saying is close in. But that would, that way, I don't know how we're going to maintain the road the rest of the way, because I know who's going to have to do it. I'm not saying I'm not too good to. I'm just saying I don't think I can afford the expense of having to maintain the road all the way to my property line when other people are just as able to do it as I can.
Yes, sir.
I don't know what I'm making sense.
No, yeah, I mean, you make perfect sense.
We appreciate it. Appreciate the feedback, Lester.
Any other questions on Lillard Watson? All right. R. White Road.
Yeah. So as Chief Francis just brought up, I have two structures back there that are insured. One housing farm equipment and then the other a temporary home. So that would eliminate my ability to put up lease because both of them are insured.
I'm not saying you can't. I'm just saying your insurance may cancel or...
Yeah, I can't afford that, so...
Or you may not be getting much credit anyway, depending on how far from the property.
There's a hydrant on my property.
Okay. So that is a consideration. If you gate off and block off insured properties, if the insurance companies find out about it, they're not going to be happy about that. So that's
my other concern, as well as the other night of leaving it... private. I mean, if I block that off and they cancel my insurance, I mean, that's a farm structure that has equipment housed plus a building that has pretty much a home in it.
Yes, ma'am.
One question, Chief. If you get a call from Cassie, her structure's on fire and the gates are there, what's y'all's protocol?
Oh, we'll cut through the gates, tear them down, do whatever we have to do to get to the emergency, but it's going to delay us.
Delay.
And the insurance company, if they are giving a discount, any kind of discount for your property, you're liable to lose that discount. You can still close it off, but you may pay a little bit higher rate if you do.
Just
a consideration. Yeah, it'll slow us down. We've got bolt cutters or, you know, chains, pull the gate out of them. You know, we've removed posts out of the ground and everything else to get to fires in the past. We'll continue to do that. It's going to slow us down. Depending on how good a gate you put up, we may or may not get through it, you know.
I haven't seen a gate you can't get through yet, Chief.
On that circumstance, though, you're talking about the whole neighborhood right there with a, if you block a fire hydrant and you can't get to it, and somebody's house a quarter of a mile up the road and that fire truck needs to come up and fill up with water. That's an issue. That's another big issue. And when that already goes on some, people fencing the hydrants in, you know, or they're on the other side of the fence. Instead of going around it, leaving the hydrant access, you know, from the street, they'll fence it with a good fence. It's hard to get through.
Or keep them mowed down so you can actually find the hydrants. Yeah. That's
if
always
fun. We need that hydrant bad enough. Again, we've got the right to cut the fence, do whatever it takes to get to it. People aren't going to be happy about it probably, but we will get to that hydrant if we have to. It's just going to slow us down.
So that would be my other concern about the gates, is because the hydrant is sitting right where my...
Yeah.
It right in the middle of my property. Like, you can't see it from the road. They have to come onto my property to get to it.
Yes,
they're not running no hoses that far.
Now, some of those are plugs, fire plugs that be pumped from, but some are flush plugs as well.
Well, we can fill a tanker off of any.
Off of flush plug.
Okay. That's all we're doing is filling tankers and a shuttle.
Right. Yeah. Thanks for the point information.
If you have it gated and you slow down somebody's home from being saved, can that person come back and sue you for having the hydrant gated off? Would that be a possibility?
Just hypotheticals, I don't know.
I mean, seriously, you know.
Usually people can sue you for anything.
Yeah.
If they're good enough lawyers and enough money, they can sue you for anything.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, y'all be careful walking out of this building. Nobody better trip, is all I'm saying. All right, any other comments on our white, ma'am?
No.
All right.
Could I have one more comment?
Yes, sir, Mr. Watson.
There is electricity on that farm.
Okay, where the old house used to be?
Where the old house used to be, there is electricity there.
Yes, sir. Sycamore Drive. All right. Vincent Farm Road. Cordy Fryer Road. That's Mr. Payne.
If y'all take this out of maintenance, of course I'll have to grade it to the day I die. Would it be possible to request a longer apron to be put on this road while still under county maintenance? It's a very dangerous road to come out of. If anybody knows where I'm talking about, it's just almost a straight uphill coming out on Highway 70. And it's loose gravel, people spin coming out. And I just wondered if it'd be possible maybe to put a longer apron on, at least 10 to 15 feet where people can be on the blacktop when they take off.
You're right there on that hill down on 70, aren't you? Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we can look at.
It's a state road.
Well,
up to the state.
Yeah. But I guess the apron would probably be the county's responsibility, wouldn't it?
Well,
I don't know if we can put an apron on a state road, can we, David?
There's a little bit of apron there. It just needs to be longer.
It depends on what they're riding with.
I'm not trying to be argumentative. I just want to, before we tell anybody, I want to make sure we're telling them.
Maybe we can make the state pay for it. Yeah.
That could be a safety issue, too. I think a child was killed there years and years ago, popping over that hill out on the. Said got hit by a car.
We can look into it, Mr. Payne.
Thank you.
All right, any other comments on Cordy Fryer? All right, Evans Mill Road.
Well, there is one residence on that road.
Oh.
That guy's about a third of the way down.
Okay.
Out
right
here.
Oh.
Yeah, so he just had electric ran through the barn, new electric and everything, so really. That would be to ensure some tractors in the barn and the structure itself, but other than that.
But you're not physically living there, are you?
No. Not right now, I'm not.
And I have given him the right of way to come across my property and put water to his home there.
Okay. Are you Evans Mill Road then as well?
Corner of White School and Evans Mill
Road. Oh, okay. Yes, ma'am.
We talked about putting a cabin on the Evans Mill Road side, so we would like to see the county maintain it.
Yes, ma'am.
We've been paying taxes for years. My family started out there, as well as Curie's family did back in the 1900s. And then Mr. Zapparanek bought part of the property in, I think, 1972, 73?
No, not, the Martin estate was born in 1990. On the other side of the creek was in 74.
Yes, yeah. And we would like to see it maintained because none of us have the funds to keep the road up. And some of us are getting older, and we don't have the physical ability to keep the road up.
Yes, ma'am.
And it does need maintenance.
I can only imagine.
Well, it's like it's not been maintained in quite a while.
Well, the
amount of traffic, Mr. Zapparanek goes to his property all the time.
Yeah.
And he comes in from Ohio quite often.
Kentucky,
yes. Yeah. And then Curie maintains a lot of checking on things for him as well while he's not living there currently. And the Postal Service has given him the right to put a mailbox up, so this is going to be a residential area. We also have someone that farms on our property, and they need to be able to get combines and other farming equipment down that road.
Yeah, those combines ain't worth $1 million.
On a good day.
Right, and they, like the last time they hadn't gotten hurt because the weather brought two of them down there and they had to set them up. But both of us paid
not only property taxes like everybody else here, but we pay occupational taxes too.
Mm-hmm.
And we and the last paragraph, I don't know it says if you got a farm back there, you got to keep it open. The last
one. Oh, with the necessary access. Yes, that goes back to the joint petition. So everyone that has necessary access has to be signed on to the joint petition. That clarifies who has necessary access.
Okay, that doesn't obligate you all to maintain it?
No,
access.
Nor to keep it open.
No, the necessary access, that explains subsection 4 as to what necessary access entails.
Yeah. I thought if it was necessary access, someone's got to maintain it. No landowner on that property can maintain a mile of road.
Yeah.
It's over 9/10 of a mile.
Basically, you could not be landlocked, David, is the simplest way to look at it.
So if you take it out, you have to make sure that there's always an access way back to that rear property.
Does that make sense? If we take action and take that road out, we can't leave somebody landlocked back there. There's got to be access, egress, and ingress on that property.
But no, it isn't. So, for example, you know, my family used to have a farm on Dripping Springs Road, and it was about 200 acres, and it was entirely surrounded by about another 2,000-acre mm-hmm. farm. And we had the easement to get to it, but the county wouldn't be under any obligation to build or maintain a road so that we could provide access to our farm.
Being a farm with equipment going down there that has to get down there, then the farmer would have to maintain that road in order to get that equipment down there.
That's correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's the issue is already being, there are quite a few farmers already having to do that.
Yep. I guess I was thinking maybe paying occupational taxes would give us a little clout there. Well,
we actually, the state gas tax is what pays for our roads. We get about $1 million a year in county road aid funds, and then we can apply for additional grants. And one of the things we focused on, the grant parameters often relate to, is it a road with residences on it? Does it connect to particularly state highways? But is it a pass-through road or is it a dead-end road? And we've been pretty successful with the grants. We got $374,000 2 years ago, and we just received $594,000 this year to help maintain and create some relief for the backlog of other county roads we have to maintain.
Piggyback on that, it's roughly $100,000 a mile to blacktop, and these are not blacktop roads, but the rock, everything, the maintenance is all expensive.
And as you know, our gas tax is diminishing, EVs, there's a lot of factors going in that. So the bottom line of this exercise was, we're running out of money to maintain all this stuff and maintain our ambulance and maintain our fire, maintain our police force, maintain our jail, pay our dog catcher, all that stuff. So there's going to be a choice down the road, right? You either do these exercises where you try to rationalize roads that aren't being utilized, or you raise taxes. So that's why we undertook this. It's not to punish anybody. It's not to belabor anybody's access to their properties. But we're going to get to a point where we got to make a choice. So that's what this exercise is all about. Right?
And it gives us the opportunity to find situations like Kenneth Wynn that we otherwise wouldn't be aware of, where
Correct.
The property owners are completely okay with us taking the road out of the system, and then that's mileage that is no longer the responsibility of the taxpayer. So as long as we can come out net ahead with some of these roads, we're still moving in the right direction.
Correct.
But again, it goes back to, this is the point of these public hearings, and while we're so appreciative for you to show up, we need to hear from you all why these roads need to be maintained in the system, and we appreciate you coming to give us that opportunity to hear your questions and ask questions ourselves.
Yep.
I was the same way you was till I became a master. I thought our tax dollars went to roads, to everything county. Our roads are funded by your gas tax. When you buy a gallon of gas, that's what funds the roads. It's not your tax dollars.
You need to put in more gas stations.
And all of
that might work.
And the other thing I meant to add on that was that out of every dollar that you spend,
in the county on your tax receipt, every dollar you pay, the county functions off 11 cents out of that dollar. For all your emergency services, your buildings, the whole sheet match, roads, everything else.
You include occupational tax on there too.
Uh-huh.
You know, if you don't have a road to the farm can't make any occupational taxes, so you lose money there.
I get it.
So you need to maintain the road.
I get it. There's all kinds of ways to slice it.
Yes, sir.
To offset the gas tax, I know some states are implementing, you know, EV a yearly with the registration on it. Is this something the state of Kentucky or
Kentucky's already done that?
Yes. They've already put a fee in place.
Okay, but how much can you get out of that to offset that?
When they put that into, when they finally put that into existence, they look after their own well-being. It's not funded down to the counties.
I'm just saying that may be something for y'all to look into.
Yeah.
If y'all are getting gas tax from the gas, and those cars aren't using the gas tax, mm-hmm. then obviously some type of funding needs to be provided from mm-hmm. those vehicles to fund those roads.
And the way that the formula set up, the gas tax is actually about to fall again, so we expect a reduction potentially as soon as next year in our base amount that we receive. And we also receive a supplement on top. So it's kind of robbing Peter to pay Paul. A portion of the money that the state has to maintain their highway system, anything that has a line down it is maintained by the state government. If it doesn't have a line and you're not in one of the cities, then it's a county road. And they take a portion of that every year as long as their highways are in good shape. Crittenden County, for example, just had that pot of money that they normally receive from the state cut in half because their highways got in such bad shape because they were taking some money away to be put towards county roads that the state took it back. So that was still another $100,000 cut right there, I believe, for Crittenden County. So it's there's a lot of moving parts, and again, this is just an opportunity for us to have this conversation with you all, see if there's some low-hanging fruit that we can all agree to that would save the taxpayers money, not only today, but in the future, and we'll keep taking bites out of the apple.
And also for you all to know why, right? That's important. That's a good exercise in you as a taxpayer, knowing why this is, how it works, what the constraints are.
Was there any other comments on Evans Mill Road?
Just that we want to maintain so we can get back there.
But yes, sir.
What's been the practice is just lately is just be part of it, flatten it out, not maintain the ditches. So the water comes in from the side and runs across the road rather than down the ditches, yeah, which have not been maintained.
Yeah.
So it doesn't do any good just to flatten it out for that part of the way. So.
Yes, sir.
But anyway, that's beside the point. We're trying to keep the road open. So.
We'll get to the ditches after. All right. Phillips Drive.
That's me, Your Honor.
Yes, sir.
I do own the watershed property at the end of Phillips Drive.
Yes, sir.
And these watersheds, y'all probably know yourself, have been a kind of a touchy situation with the public.
They were there for 30 years.
But, you know, the taxpayers say, hey, we pay taxes on these watersheds and can't even use them, can't even fish in them. That's one thing I pretty well have tried to reach out, be understanding and allow people to fish there if they want to. If things get out of hand, I may have to call the sheriff. But anyway, it's a necessary access to the watershed department. I want to stress that the local committee, I haven't had any conflict or any problem with them whatsoever. But even the government entity that evidently owns the water, they told me I own the property, but they own the water. They have a necessary access, and I'm sure they're not going to want to gate it, would they? They gate that property? I wouldn't think so. They have to get back there. They take heavy equipment in and mow it, maintain it, dozers. I've seen dozers back there, and I've seen heavy tractors. They told me I couldn't cross that down with my equipment to harvest my timber on the backside of it. Well, at the same time, they come down that Phillips Drive Road to get to that property, tell me I can't cross the dam. If I do, I'm liable for any damage, and that could turn into a nightmare for me. So I can't close the road, but I have to maintain it for the government to get back there and to continue maintaining their property. Now, there's a lot of heavy equipment that goes in and out that road. Is it fair for me to maintain that road for somebody else back there to have a need necessary access for it? I'm just asking.
I think the fairest thing would be if the federal government chipped in and helped maintain their actual infrastructure back there.
I agree with you, but I don't expect it to happen to you.
After dealing with FEMA twice, I don't hold my breath when it comes to federal monies.
Like I said, it is government-like. I noticed at the top here, the Booker Watershed Lake had been taken off this list. Is that correct?
We took out the part that goes over the dam. Okay. There was a county road that went over the dam, and like you, we don't want the responsibility to maintain a dam that we don't have a legal right to.
And I don't either.
Yeah.
Interesting about Phillips is it terminates from county control prior to the
It doesn't get all the way to the dam.
So it's already under private maintenance, really.
Sure, so I understand it is, but who's going to be responsible for maintaining that road to get to it? Me.
Understand.
And I don't feel that's fair.
Gotcha.
I realize the fiscal court has a final decision to say so, but I hope you'd be understanding. I don't feel like I should maintain 3,000 feet of that county road. And if I understand the KRS regulations right, it says any county road or formerly maintained road by the county or state, I'm sure you guys know this, but the public probably don't know, shall be deemed discontinued. And it goes on to say, unless one of the following conditions exists: a public need is served by that road. Is the watershed a public need?
With us doing 0704 is the only pertinent 116 clause.
So you're saying, so I understand correctly, 178116 doesn't really apply to this situation?
It does, 116 subsection 4 applies to this situation because we're proceeding under 178070.
So really, the 116 is irrelevant to what's happening today, is that right?
No, 116 subsection 4 is the relevant statute for what's happening today.
Okay.
Well, we appreciate it, Mr. B.
Okay.
So
okay,
is there, no, sure completely.
Put yourself in my situation.
That's why we're doing it.
Would you want to maintain that road for the government to come back there?
So is there public access to your lake today? So.
No, it goes within a less than 100 feet of the dam.
Mm-hmm.
My property is past where the road ends, if I, mm-hmm. if I understand it correctly. The road don't go all the way to the dam.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, who would want to cut the, I couldn't cut the access for them, and they have a necessary need, and they wouldn't want to.
Yeah.
But at the same time, they shouldn't expect me to maintain that road for them to get in and out. I hope they understand that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Any other comments on Phillips Drive?
I'd like to go back to Evans Mill. If Randy decided to move down in that house that he's got fixed up, would that automatically open up the road again?
No. You'd have to come and petition the court to have it reopened.
That's not going to be good. Might all be better than that.
We need to move down.
We'll see a teepee out there.
If it's temporary holidays here, so many weeks or months out of the year, would that be sufficient to maintain the road?
But, and I'll say this, it isn't just residences. I mean, we're taking into consideration everything you're sharing about the use of that road currently. We're not telling anyone that they have to run out and start putting up a lean-to right now.
I know. I mean, seriously, you know, he does, you know,
well,
need access there, to as well as the farms and everything.
We have a lot of consternation, and we had some in the meeting the other night about people that live on a roadway that has one home on it. And they, you know, they want it out, or they don't want it maintained, or they don't want people terminated at the end of their road. So it's kind of hard to pick out on a road-specific basis a generality, and that's why we're approaching it from a road-by-road basis and searching your feedback. Because some people, I have a person right now, there's another road that's being taken out, that they petitioned us to take it out.
Right.
Right? They don't want the drug heads and all the people loitering and dumping right at their home place. So they petitioned the court to ask us to take it out.
Well, to just make it easier for the ones that grow marijuana down the road from us, you know, when you legalize it, to have access to their farms.
No.
Give them occupational taxes.
Hey, when they ride by your house at night on the four-wheeler and buckets, you know what we're doing.
We had a big tree pile across from my house when I was growing up, and I thought a helicopter was crashing when I was about 6 years old, and it was one of the drug helicopters, and they had hollowed out the center of it and was growing marijuana about 200 feet away from our house. So that was a fun experience.
This is this is also due to it's funny. I was delivering mail one day in St. Charles, Kentucky, and I looked up and there's all these helicopters and there's men propelling out of helicopters. And then when I turn on this one road, they're coming out of the woods. They had found a huge marijuana crop over there. And they had brought in people from Fort Campbell to help cut it down. And there was local men who own rollbacks for the towing companies.
Uh-huh.
Some of them live there in St. Charles. They flat refused to go in there and haul it out. They said, no, you call somebody else because we don't want our places to
be. Yeah. Yeah, I'd say that's probably an out-of-towner purpose.
That was quite something to see.
Yes, ma'am.
How much of a year do you have to live on a residence, like thinking of Randy again? Well, in order to maintain a qualified residence.
David, we have quite a few hunting cabins scattered all across the county that are out in the middle of nowhere, and we're not maintaining roads to those temporary structures.
So to answer your question, there is no minimum. There is no minimum time. It's as Coda said, there.
You live down there 3 months a year.
And we have got people, Brent can speak well to this, he's got people over at Lake Ashear that are not living on roads that they maintain themselves or not county roads. I don't know if you want to speak to that or not, Brent. But every house in the county has not got a county road or a state road going to it.
Lake Shore is one of the ones that the individuals they maintain over
there. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, there's I don't have any exactly there are, but there's on Lake Mashears, which is in my district, there are private roads. Now they'll have the 911, they'll have a road address.
Sign
for 911, but it's a private road.
And there are some of those roads we cannot get the pump and tankers down. Mm-hmm. They're too narrow. They're driveways of trees, mm-hmm. and Leon's too low to get the fire trucks down. They accept that liability. And EMS doesn't have the access equipment the fire department does. So if you want to gauge your road, they may not be able to get to you.
We don't want the liability.
Yes, ma'am. Any other comments on Evers Mill?
No.
All right. Roberts Road. Okay. Shelby Lamb Road. Okay. Ed Campbell Road. All right. Joe Jones Spur Road.
None of those will have any.
Mm-mm. And Robert Jones called me about Joe Jones Spur in favor of removal.
And so L.R. Crow is the one I spoke of earlier where the property owners are delighted.
All right. Any comments, anybody with L.R. Crow? All right. Moving on to subsection B, Archery Club Road. I imagine you might have a...
I do. Thank you for allowing me to speak. I'm John Zimmer with Kentucky Fish and Wildlife. I'm the regional coordinator here in the Western District. Just want to give our comment from the state side of Kentucky Fish and Wildlife about the discontinuance of Archery Club Road. For those that you may not know, RWMA has been in existence the better part of 60 to 70 years almost. During the ownership, obviously, it's been a county road ever since. And we really appreciate the county's assistance in providing access to not only our users, but also the visitors of the county that come in to utilize that property. The discontinuance of Archer Club Road would kind of provide us some complications just by what you guys are looking at from a county standpoint of budgetary aspects as well as just logistics. Our current staff that oversees that area is based out of Murray, so the chances of maintaining that road to the current state is slim. We just don't have the resources nor the budget right now to incur that obligation. Also, on the last fiscal court meeting, I believe there was a statement made about the cemetery at the end of Archer Club Road and how there was still need to be public access for that. And I would just, from that standpoint, I feel like I need to stay within the county maintenance, also for the public need, as mentioned in 178-116. And the last thing I'll mention, I know there's been discussion about the Archer Club Road and the effects it will have for the shooting range. Even no matter what way this goes, the range will still remain closed because there's really not been any safety concerns addressed.
So will the state petition for it to be closed if it's taken out of county road maintenance?
We will not petition to close it.
Okay.
so it'll remain public access to the cemetery. Yeah. So, good. Thank you.
Thanks. Any other comments on Archery Club Road? All right, Booker Lake Road. Any comments on Booker Lake Road? All right. And lastly,
one comment about the watersheds. Johnny brought it up, Booker. I think there's 7 watersheds. Currently, only 2 of them are remotely accessible. The others are in the middle of somebody else's property, and they're not accessible.
Yes, sir. All right, last one, D.R. Adams Road.
D.R. Adams is the petition road that the citizens requested to be removed, and so there will be no public comment. They asked us to close it.
Easy enough. All right. Any general comments before we... Yes, sir.
Is there 7 or 8 roads on this list that people are wanting to be closed?
Yes.
Will that take effect to these others that don't want to be closed? Will you kind of average it out or something to come up with a solution?
I will leave it to the fiscal court about how we proceed, but I know personally I'm excited that we can get those 7 or 8.
Oh, yeah, right. I didn't know if maybe half and half or kind of institute a different decision or something. You know.
It'd still be good at the end of the day if we come out net ahead. And I think that's one of the situations, too. You know, even if we don't take out some of y'all's roads, at least they're still a net positive to you all as taxpayers since we're able to remove some of these others. And allow our small and shrinking pot to be spread along a smaller number of road miles in the county.
Has it ever been thought of by the fiscal court to add a county road tax to the property taxes?
Our taxing system is incredibly limited and set by the state constitution in 1891. If it's not livestock, tobacco, or occupations, I really can't tax it.
Yeah.
That's an excellent theory, Mike, but that's covered under the gas tax, and they won't allow that. The county, the only way we can acquire income is through property taxes, net profit occupational taxes, or insurance premium taxes. Insurance premium taxes is a premium you would pay in addition to your insurance already. The city has already instituted that. Mayor may want to speak to this. I think they're getting 7 cents out of the dime that can be obtained there, and that is the only 3 funding avenues we have.
In a nutshell, we can tax property ownership, businesses, and jobs, and there's 3 things successful communities need: property ownership, businesses, and jobs. It's not a great incentive system, I'll say that
much.
You
bring it up, you're taxing the ones that work.
Yeah.
And the ones that try to own property, and you bring it up to them at Frankfort.
They don't see it as intimately as we do, as the General Assembly sits there and discusses tax policy. And I mean, we're all happy when the gas tax falls from a consumer standpoint, but it does have real world effects to the monies we have available, especially when, I mean, y'all have all seen it. The inflation that y'all have at grocery stores and all across the community is not limited just to residents. I know the price of a ton of asphalt when I was mayor was at a low of $63.94, and this last budget cycle it went up to $108. And there's some counties in East Kentucky that's at $140, and that's just forcing us, as Magistrate Tim said, to plan ahead for some difficult decisions possibly down the road. But going back to your earlier comment, yes, if we can get 7 or 8 or whatever number is accepted and happily accepted by the residents, then that is still a net positive for the taxpayer and for those residents, and I think it'd be a win for all involved.
It's a good exercise.
Very much so. All right. Any other?
Thank each and every one for coming out and voicing your concerns, because that's what we're here for. For even we had a hearing Thursday evening as well, trying to make it more accessible.
Mr. Clift.
I just want to say that I applaud you, the 5 of you, for sitting up there, because I haven't sat on this court, but I've sat on that side of the table before, and I understand what it's like for y'all to have to make tough decisions. But I would challenge you to, this was brought up Thursday night at the hearing, but I would challenge you to, when you bring something like this to the people, is to be able to tell us what the savings are going to be. I think we talked about like this was like 6 miles of road.
Yes.
And I understand that pennies become dimes, dimes becomes dollars, and so on. But the savings to the county on this 6 miles of road is going to be very minimal, in my opinion. And that's the only thing I have to go by is my opinion, because you know, you guys are the ones that have to be able to bring it to us and say, hey, here's how much we're going to save, you know. So that's a challenge that I would give you. And again, I applaud you for taking office and for being up there and trying to make our decisions to make our county a better county.
I appreciate that. And your comments were well received at the last meeting. I've actually been talking to David about instituting some sort of system where we can keep better track of the expenses we spend on every road across the county, not only to make sure that the work's being done appropriately, but so that we can pull it out and isolate out those numbers when we have discussions like this. Yes, sir.
Just a general question. 2 miles down from Evans Mills, another road that goes back to a cemetery.
Yes, White's.
Is that road in the list to be closed?
No.
There's a permanent residence on it.
Yeah,
there is?
Yeah. Yes.
Randy.
Oh, I didn't White. Know.
Yeah, because I was not aware that they were living there permanently. Now, one time they were in and out between here and Nashville until the second tornado. I didn't realize that they were living there permanently. From the first tornado to the second tornado, they moved there permanently.
I haven't been down that road in over 10 years. Mm-hmm. I didn't know.
But that's an excellent question.
But it's not on this list, but in the future, we're going to probably look at having the same kind of discussion with those residences that live on one road. Would you like your road to remain in public control or not?
Well, I know they don't know. When I used to travel it a long time ago, I know that farmers on the other side of the creek, Greg Russell's one of them, and some others, they need that road to get to their farm. Of course, that bridge, which was replaced here about 15, 20 years ago. But and anyway, I last time I was on it was pretty well maintained, better than the one I'm on. But I didn't know there was a residence back there.
And for your neck of the woods, I mean, to circle back to a reality we all have to face, you know, over the last 3 years, this body has spent over $5.5 million on tornado response. And of course, while we get the largest amount of that reimbursed, it still is money we have to put up ourselves to begin with until we actually get the wheels of the federal government to provide that reimbursement. So right now, from the last tornado we had, we're $1.2 million in the hole and have not received the first federal check back yet.
I know y'all did a hell of a job on West Coast.
They did a good job, didn't they?
They got that thing open in the heart.
I tell you what.
We were blessed to have another county in this area, having another county that facilitate part of that work. The cleanup people would actually get in there.
Yeah.
Jeff and Brent and myself were out there, and out there cutting stuff ourselves that day.
Yes, sir.
We were picking up sticks.
Yes, sir.
I do have a question, Your Honor. As a man, I'm
sorry. Oh, I'm not an honor.
On these roads, as of today, has it stopped as of today, the maintenance on all these county roads?
No, there's still
action been taken as of.
My question is, though, if it continues and goes forward, when's it going to happen?
It would upon the second reading of the ordinance and publication. If a road's taken out, when we take the legal action is when the maintenance would cease. So what will happen in this process, all we've done is resolutions. We've not taken any legal action. So we have the public hearing, and then if we were going to take out a road, we would do it through an ordinance, which a county ordinance takes two readings, which continues to spread out the process because we want to make sure everybody has the opportunity to make themselves heard. So the way that it's looking right now is our first meeting in December, we would have first reading of an ordinance to remove any roads that we so choose. And then we would have second reading for our second meeting in December. And then upon second reading and approval, that would cease the continuance of a road in our county road system.
Since it had discontinued, because I can get a few loads of gravel.
Well, here we go. Let's do some haggling. Maybe we'll fix all your roads, and then you'll let us kick them out. How about that? Once and done. Nothing
that
wrong with that.
That was your question, wasn't it, Johnny? Yeah. What maintenance going to be done between today and the day they come out, if they do come out? Is any maintenance going to be done on
it? We're going to send David out there with a shovel, and we're getting our gravel back.
Evans Mill is not impassable, but it ain't far from it.
Oh, it's like this. You can drive right there. But it's kind of like there's two ditches that come in from the right-hand side. Send a tremendous amount of water, of course, from the straight across. And if the ditch is not maintained, it won't work.
Yes, Ms. Chairman.
So the process is you'll have your first reading in December, but when will we know the final as far as what roads will be closed?
It would be that first meeting in December.
In December.
When we start the process, that
okay,
would be the ones
so
where we proceed with.
So probably January before know for sure what roads you've taken out or not.
Well, we probably have the second reading at our second meeting in December. We meet twice a month, so that's conceivably how the process would go.
How soon would it take effect?
It would take effect immediately upon second reading.
Do we have a day in December yet?
It is our first meeting is December 10th. Our second meeting will be moved because it's Christmas Eve. So we will have to publish that one. So December 10th would be the first reading. And then whenever our second meeting in December would be, would probably be when we do second reading.
Would we get a letter to that effect, or it has to be in have to read the newspaper or
what? We normally put it in the newspaper, but I imagine that Hoosier Magistrate, I'm sure that one of them could give you a holler.
What's a good phone number for you, David?
270-797-5056.
Yes, sir.
You know, I'm late getting my apologize.
Oh, that's all right.
Can you close a road if it is landlocking a piece of property without petition?
Yes, because by state law, it is still a public roadway. It's just no longer a county roadway.
It's still allowing egress and ingress because of the fact once it comes out of the county road system, it becomes a public road, which is still passable by the public.
What road are you referencing, sir?
It's Evans Mill.
Okay. Oh, okay, yeah.
He's the other farmer.
Oh, okay.
Right next to him.
Yeah.
We help support the county.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
When's the last time work was done on that particular road?
It's probably been quite some time. David, do you know, maybe after the tornado we may have went down it and done some cleaning, but...
Last year y'all graded and gravelled.
Okay, so last year.
Yeah.
It
sounds sounds like the ditch problems.
It has a lot of problems that need to be addressed.
Yes, ma'am.
And you were talking about Johnny Beavers' property, and there's 7 watersheds in the county and all 2 accessible. His is a beautiful place, and it's a wonderful opportunity to take your youth back there to fish. You know, it's private and quiet, and so far I haven't been back there and seen if anybody's trashing anything, and it would be great if you could maintain that road.
Yes, ma'am.
As well as the Archery Club Road. There's such a great importance for our youth to be able to do things.
Yes, ma'am.
So we live in a small community where there's not really anything for them to do. And people wonder why they get in the truck. We need to provide something.
Yes, sir.
If that's still a public road, but it's not maintained by the county, are other folks still allowed to use it other than the folks?
Yes, unless it's petitioned to be taken out of the road system.
Okay. At that point in time, who's responsible for taking care of the road? We need to be getting trucks and equipment up and down the road to the farms, and they become impassable.
It'd be maintained like an easement.
By whom?
By the property
owners. By the property owners.
By the property owners.
Yes, sir.
But yet public access is still, can we gate it?
If you petition the court, you can.
Yeah. Petition the court for it to be taken out of the system. No longer be a public road before you can gate it.
So the default, it's not a good statute, but the way that it implies is when a county road is no longer maintained, it immediately becomes a public road so that there is no property owner that's cut off. And then if all property owners agree and petition the court, they can take it out of the public road system and use it as a private access.
One point of information, there are farmers all across the county that don't have good access to the ground they're farming. Some of you other farmers may want to speak to this. Used to do custom work, and I tore a combine up going across, trying to go down the county road because it was not wide enough, and that was with a 13-foot head, minor compared to what things are now. And but we have farmers that are actually building roads into properties because the county roads going to them are not wide enough. Because we're limited on the width of the roads we've got. We've got a lot of 15, 16-foot wide roads of chip and seal. We've got some down as narrow as 7-8 feet, David. So a lot of, not picking on Bill, but he may want to speak to this, but they're county roads, you can't get down some of your equipment in there, Bill.
Well, I've got to say, in all due respect, this has been gone over about 3 times or 4 times in y'all's areas. So
you know, we, I think it's time that you guys move on.
Yes, sir.
Bill's situation, he farms two lots of two people, two equipments, two owners on that David Miracle, so it'd be a big plus for him and not, and all of us.
Yes. Since this is a hearing, I didn't have the opportunity to make the others. I do have some questions.
Yes.
This goes to a public, just a public access to the county maintained road. And my property that I own is landlocked. That devalues that property's value because of if I want to sell it. I see that as a problem. I would think you would think the same thing if it was yours. Because again, if it goes to it, the public has to take care of ourselves instead of the county. But if it goes on to, like you were talking about, they try to petition to take it out, then I'm landlocked. I see some problems.
You can't have a petition unless everyone who has necessary access agrees to the petition. So you can never have it done against you. It'll be a public road. If you're at the very end and there's three property owners before you, the three property owners can't come together and cut off that road and leave you without access.
Yeah, I understand. But the value, I guess what I'm saying, that is my concern. Is that, to me, that devalues my property.
Yes, sir.
Can you pull off with petition out here? Can you close off like the end of the road where he and I both have a farm?
Yes, it doesn't have to be an all or nothing. If the property owners agree along a section, they can be taken off. Yeah, so if y'all two were at the end, I mean, and if it's Evans Mills Road, then
Mr. Beavers,
the last 4/10, if that's what y'all have, then you can petition the court and just have that portion revert to a private access for you. And we'll be happy. I mean, that's good information for us. And I believe that's also what Mr. Watson was talking about. His portion at the rear would be something that could be taken off.
Yeah.
Any other questions, sir?
And that wouldn't be a problem to make.
Yeah.
The only causal to that thing would be the addition of turnarounds.
Yes.
If you left it public. So to answer your question, like David Merrick right now, if we leave David Merrick in, we're going to have to work with the gentleman at the end of that to move his gates to allow turnaround access. And he said he would. So
I would do the same. I would allow access on my place if I had to continue to maintain the road.
And that's, of course, for safety for our workers.
We got it.
If we go down some of these roads, we want to make sure that our guys, our fire trucks, whoever else can turn around.
Absolutely.
They're too expensive to get stuck in a ditch.
There's a lot of things going on.
And we don't like backing out a mile.
All right.
If we get to the point of taking a partial road out by request, we will have a written agreement with the last property owner for a turnaround, because you start getting in there with some of this equipment that the county road has, not mentioning the fire departments or the emergency services, it's pretty drastic packing that.
No, I get it.
All right. Any other comments?
I'll make one more comment.
Yes.
You had asked if we were going to petition if the road was taken out of maintenance. My initial answer was no, we won't. But down the road, we may be forced to, depending on what shape the road becomes. We want to provide as much access as possible, but if it's out of our realm of budgets and logistics, we may have to eventually petition, and that's ultimately unfortunate for the users and the visitors to the area.
Yes, sir. All right. Any other comments? All right. None. Moving on. Presentation of viewers' reports. David, do you have the viewers' reports to give us? Okay. Now, these are viewers' reports for all of them, 11, 12, 20, 2401, and 2402?
Yes.
All right. Everyone in agreement with these?
Yes.
Okay. Well, we have these. If anybody would like a copy of the viewers' report for their road, just let us know at the end of the meeting. It's now been accepted into public record. Otherwise, that's the end of our meeting. We'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion to boom. Second by Sims. We stand adjourned. Oh! Yes, hold on 1 second. Let me get Lori to make it. Oh, where's Lori? Come make copies.
You want just a copy of the wood for Evans Mill? They're all the same except for down the road. Are you David White?
Yes, I am.
No, I am.